USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Authorities in Florida say the confirmed death toll in the Surfside condo tower collapse has risen to 24 after two more bodies were pulled from the rubble. 121 residents still remain missing. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Saturday that search and rescue operations have been temporarily halted while work begins to demolish the part of the structure that has remained standing. Efforts to raise the remaining part of the building have been accelerated with the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa. There are concerns that the storm's winds could bring down the remaining structure. And at least 200 companies were the victims of a ransomware attack on Friday, targeting the networks of small businesses. Cybersecurity experts say the attack was focused on a network software supplier to spread the malicious software. The Russia-based criminal group Reval is being blamed for the attack, the same group that is believed to have perpetrated the attack on meat supplier JBS earlier this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
More on our top story now as authorities in Florida announced Saturday that the portion of the Champlain South condominium tower that remains standing will be demolished. Governor Ron DeSantis explained that the approaching tropical storm Elsa accelerated their decision.
I'm pleased to announce the state will pay for all costs associated with the demolition of the remaining structure. Yesterday, we spoke with both County Mayor Cava and City Mayor Burkett's teams who made the decision to pursue the demolition for the building. I'm supportive of it. I think it's the right thing to do. At the end of the day, that building is too unsafe to let people go back in. I know there's a lot of people who were able to get out, fortunately, who have things there. We're very sensitive to that, but I don't think there's any way you could let somebody go up in that building given the shape that it's in now.
Crews have temporarily halted search and rescue operations while workers begin demolition work. The death toll in the collapse now stands at 24, with 121 people unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. track star generating controversy for protesting the national anthem. Mike Fortier has more.
At the U.S. Olympic trials last month, black U.S. sprinter Gwen Berry turned away from the American flag while the national anthem played. Berry discussing the situation on CNN this week.
I will not stand for any type of symbol or song that does not stand for all people in America.
She explains why she still wants to represent the U.S. in the Tokyo Games.
I've been representing the U.S. my whole career. This isn't my first team. This isn't my first senior team. I've been doing that. I pay my taxes. I do all of this in America.
As for whether she'll continue to protest if she wins a medal in Tokyo?
We'll see. You know, it just depends. It depends. You know, everything is a spur of the moment. It depends on how I'm feeling. It depends on what I want to do in that moment and what I want to do for my people in that moment. And I will do whatever comes upon me and whatever's in my heart.
The 32-year-old adds she loves her country and is proud to be an American. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a new report says the fencing around the Capitol building could soon be taken down. The extra security fencing erected after the January 6th riots could be removed as early as July 9th. The Associated Press reporting that Capitol Police have a plan in place to remove the inner fencing, and that could begin next week. An outer layer of security measures were removed back in March. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.